To be a winner, I hold my own with what is going. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. To be a winner, I hold my own with what is going. Most of the time, we don't hold our own with what is going. And the reason we don't hold our own with what is going is for one simple reason. Because we don't even know what's going. We have no idea what is going on. We have no idea that right within us is all divinity, is all spiritual reality, is all life, right within us. And we're constantly looking outside. We're constantly running from pillar to post. We're running from this guru to that guru, to this minister to that minister, this church to that church, and also to these philosophers. Think of all the people who went to visit Socrates who missed the point. Socrates was telling them, think for yourself, think what your mind says. And he asked them questions, always questions, never giving them answers, letting them give the answer themselves. And in the process, they went back and told their parents the answers that they gave themselves from what Socrates had asked them, and the parents were confused. They thought that Socrates was teaching the boys those things, and of course that wasn't true. And this often happens, only because we do not know what is going. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what the principles are, what the values are. And the moment we learn what the values are, what happens to us? The moment we learn what our values are, then we're a winner. Not because it has come to us, but because we understand who we are. And it flows right out of our being, right out of the essence of our oneness. Now, Michelangelo was nothing. His body was nothing. I mean, he could paint and he could sculpt and he could do all sorts of neat things, but so could a lot of people. I mean, a lot of his underlings, the people who worked for him, could cut just as nicely as Michelangelo did. But Michelangelo had something that they didn't have. He had the vision of what he was working on. He knew where he was going. He had the vision of David in his mind as he chipped away on this piece of marble. He had the vision of the eternal story from the Bible as he painted the Sistine Chapel. He had this vision. Now, many other great painters had visions too, but their visions were not the same. Their visions were in different areas. It seems no matter what Michelangelo painted, it had glory written all over it, you know, magnificence. No matter what he sculpted, it had magnificence all over it. Now, that's because of the man that was inside. And that's because the man who was inside knew where he was going. He knew what his goal was. He knew what his dream was. He knew what his anticipation was for himself. And it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. Now, do you know what your goal is? Do you know what your anticipation is for yourself? Do you know what you want to accomplish? I had a good talk with Ingeborg for about maybe 10, 20 seconds this morning. And Ingeborg told me what her goal was. And I told Ingeborg, fabulous. Now, go for it. And she says, I am. Now, her goal is her business. All of our goals is our business. But do you think Ingeborg felt good in having come to that goal? Did you feel good coming to your goal?
Yes, of course.
You see, we're on television here, and you have to speak
otherwise,
up.
Otherwise, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you see, she felt good about arriving at that decision. She had arrived at it many times, but she didn't follow it. But this morning, she said, that's what I am doing. And she says, I choose to forever have this take place. And it will. It's done.
It is.
But you see, most of us, we haven't got these convictions yet. We haven't got these goals. We haven't got these determinations. Now, her determination for herself may not be painting the Sistine Chapel, you know, and that doesn't matter. But her goal for herself is very precious to her. What is your goal for yourself, Heinz? What's yours for you, Danny? What's yours for you, Dorothea? What's yours for you, Ellen? What's yours for you, Sylvia? If I were to ask you, I'm sure you wouldn't be able to tell me. I in the seminars, I often say to people, okay, I got $3 million here, and I will give it to the first person who can tell me what they're going to do with it in just a few words, you know. And so I say, what are you going to do?
Make $33 million out of it.
Hey.
Hmm?
Make 33 millions out of it.
Oh, I guess that's one way, yeah. What are you going to do with it?
I will enjoy them.
Huh?
I enjoy them.
No go. And what would you do with it?
Okay, it's a God unlimited.
That's so definite. That's definite.
And follow their work.
That's definite. What would you do with it? You see, you're slow. You're slow because you have never conceived of yourself of having it. Mm-hmm. So start conceiving of yourself having it and knowing what you would do if you had it, then it comes to you. Right? And you, Heinz, what would you do with it?
I have a lot of fun.
You what?
I have lots of plans for it.
You have lots of plans for it.
Lots of places to go.
Lots of places for it to go. Like what?
Build a beautiful boat. Or
Build for what?
A beautiful boat. It's a catamaran.
Oh, catamaran.
Oh, beautiful boat. Okay. Well, that's a start. A $3 million boat. And that's not too expensive, you know. $3 million boats are not really
common
much.
These days.
Yeah. and we know what you would do. Okay. Now, Sylvia, in saying she'd make $33 million out of it, that is fascinating, but that's a no-go either. Now, why is that a no-go?
Limiting it.
Huh?
She's limiting.
Well, she's limiting it, but she is not using it. She is not giving it out for her own enjoyment. Now, if she says, I love the stock market and I love to invest. Now, friends, I love Vieja, the gambling, hush now, the gambling joint of Vieja. The Indians have a gambling joint. And so I love Vieja, and I would take my $3 million and go to Vieja and blow it. Just have a ball. Hey, cool. That's doing something with it. It's rather stupid from some other people's point of view, but if that's where you are, that's great. Some people just love to shoot craps, you know, and for them to do that is the most satisfying thing in the world. And for other, well, now, not maybe Daniel, I'm not sure, perhaps Daniel would just like to take his money and treat all of his girlfriends to a royal time, you know, and make them feel like queens or something like that, or you know, your kids. Maybe take each one of your kids and sit them through their college program or whatever they want to do, you know. Who knows what you want to do? But it's an action activity. If you're going to do something, it's not that she's going to make money with it. It's that she loves playing the stock market, and she loves seeing money grow, and so therefore she would plant that money and nurture it and see it grow. You follow what I'm saying? If you just say, I'm going to make $33 million out of it, I mean, that's nothing. That's nothing, because what you're saying is that you're just going to do what it wants to do. Money wants to grow. Money wants to get more. Money wants to keep multiplying for itself. But you, what do you want to do with it? What do you want to do? Now, Dorothea says she would give it to God Unlimited, and she would. And I would like to see Dorothea have $100 million. You know? That'd be just wonderful. But aside from that, what makes Dorothea happy? Now I can show you one or two things. One, Dorothea enjoys having a perfect body. Right now. I don't see that very enthusiastic. Yes, there.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. I hadn't thought of it just that way. But yes, I think that's fine. I'll accept. Now, Dorothea, is that your cousin in San Marcos?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how is your cousin?
Whole, well, and perfect.
Whole and perfect. All right. Now, would your $3 million help her get whole and perfect? No. But the point is,
yeah.
Would you do anything you could to bless her life so that it could be more whole and perfect if possible?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. In other words, if there was a drug on the market, or if there was some surgery on the market that was relative to her need, and she didn't do it because she's old and she's decrepit and she'd die more likely than live with the operation, would you do it anyhow? And the answer is yes. You would expend any energy and any investment to bless somebody,
mm-hmm.
and that's beautiful. But now, you see, that's going somewhere and doing something. Now, what would be even a more wonderful gift that you could give to your cousin? seeing her whole and perfect.
Yeah.
You see, when you see her that way, you would stop ever saying she had a problem.
Yeah.
Never. To nobody. And no place. And no how.
Yeah.
Always see her whole and perfect, so that we all see her whole and perfect, so that the world all sees her whole and perfect, all your creation sees her whole and perfect, and then she picks up her bed and goes home.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what we want to do, is to find out where we're going. To be a winner, I hold my own with what is going. I need to know what is going on in me. What is my goal? What is my dream? What's my aspirations? And when I find out, then I am happy. I am fulfilled. And I am rewarded beyond measure. So think on these things. They're very wonderful, very powerful, very exciting, and very easy. I'm whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. All the world is whole and perfect. It's done unto us according to our belief. Now, what is our belief about ourselves? Sylvia, what's our belief about ourselves?
I'm wonderful. I'm whole and perfect.
Ellen?
I live in my ideal spirit mind.
Ellen?
Body.
What is our belief about ourselves?
I like me.
Yeah.
What's our belief about ourselves?
I like me.
You're all very interesting. What's our belief about ourselves? What's our belief about ourselves, Heinz? What's our belief about ourselves?
I'm a genius.
What is our belief about ourselves? Our belief is that we are geniuses. Our belief is that we are whole and perfect. What is our belief about ourselves? And you may say, I am whole and perfect, therefore our belief about ourselves is that we are whole and perfect. But this is what many of our students forget. They forget to answer the question according to how the question is asked. What is our belief about ourselves? Not what is your belief about yourself. I know what your belief about yourself is. You wouldn't be here in this room if your belief about yourself wasn't that you're pretty wonderful and you're pretty fantastic and you're pretty supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know? Right? Right. Okay. But answer the question. Have I mentioned that ever before? Answer the question. Ellen, are you happy?
I'm happy.
That's okay, but the answer is yes. Ellen, are you happy?
Yes.
Beautiful. Ellen, are you unhappy?
No.
Well, why didn't you say, I am not unhappy? You know, you could have said, I am not unhappy, and put that cause in motion, you know, because then what does the law say?
Doesn't understand.
It doesn't know not.
Right.
So when you say, I am not unhappy, the law hears, I am unhappy. Oh. Don't use not. Don't use no. When you're talking about anything, if possible, because you're putting it into motion. And that's what you don't want to do. I love you.
I love you.
Love you. Love you. Love you.
You'll never know how much I love you. So one day I'll sing to you that I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.